7. Harvard Memorial Hall. Han Meimei and John are heading for Harvard Memorial Hall.
Next, I'll show something that can remind people of the wounds of the states.
Do you mean the Civil War?
Yes, it split a family with the father on the southern side and the son on the northern side, and brothers turning against each other.
What a tragedy.
The Civil War has been a grief to Americans, including Harvard people, needless to say. Classmates made their way to different armies. Some joined the Union and others turned to the Confederate.
Why did some students fight for the South? It is the South that broke away from the country.
Yes, for most people, the North was fighting to liberate the slaves. It's true. Nevertheless, not all the Northern people fought with such an altruistic aim. You know, the North was desperate for free labor then.
If slaves were freed from the Southern plantation, there would be more free labor.
It turned out to be true. After the Civil War, the South's traditional economic system was paralyzed while the Northern industry took off.
Despite this, it was a must to rise as a modern industrial country.
That said, people can't forget it. To remember the alumni who fought for the Union cause and died, Harvard constructed this memorial hall. Here we are. Let's go inside.
It looks like a typical European architecture.
The theater's design is based on Christopher Wren's Sheldonian Theater at Oxford, England.
The theater? Didn't you say it's a memorial hall?
Oh, yes. The hall consists of three parts: the Annenberg Hall, the Memorial Transept and Tower, and Sanders Theater.
Does each function differently?
Rather different. The Annenberg Hall is the hall's great room. It was converted to a student commons soon after construction. Now it's the dining hall for all freshmen.
A dining hall? Oh my God! I thought it serves at least as a gallery or what?
The transept, or the main entrance to the hall, mainly serves that function. In 2006, I came here to appreciate The Deep Wounds, a temporary art installation that explored relationships destroyed by conflict and the possibility of healing.
What was it like?
You know, the hall was built to honor the Harvard graduated who died in the Civil War while fighting for the Union. So each of these men's year of graduation, name, and date of death are permanently inscribed in the marble wall on the transept.
Only the names of those on the Union side?
Yes. In the Deep Wounds, however, each Harvard Confederate man's year of graduation and date of death were projected onto the floor. Instead of a name, however, I saw relationships such as father or classmate that described a relationship he had to those Union men on the wall.
To mend the broken families or relationships, what's the function of the theater? I forgot its name.
Sanders Theater. It's internationally known for its superior acoustics. During the academic year, the theater serves as the major lecture hall, hosting undergraduate courses, many prestigious lectures, and annual commencement and reunion activities. In other time, it's a theater.
Designers were smart to combine historical meaning and practical functions in one architecture.